You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Margo Zen from Diversified Mortgage, welcome back to Radio Real Estate.
Thanks, Mark.
How are you doing today?
Very good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Good. Your phone number, 805 area code 708-3216.
That's correct.
Last time you were on, I think we got a little confusing about, you know, what areas you cover. But you cover the Santa Barbara area. You physically have an office in Ventura?
In Santa Maria and in Westlake.
And in what, not Ventura?
Not Ventura. We're a little further south.
Santa Maria, Westlake, and those two offices converge and cover Santa Barbara?
Yes, we have a full-time loan rep that works the Santa Barbara area.
So today you're up in Mammoth?
I'm in Mammoth Lakes today.
And how's the elevation up there?
It's high.
It's high. Does that affect you in any way?
Not usually.
How about your running? You still running?
I still run. I don't run as fast up here.
Well, maybe because you're getting older. I don't know if that's the elevation.
That could have something to do with it, Mark. Thanks for bringing that up.
I turned 50, you know.
Yes.
And in the last about 2.5 weeks, I've been on a real health binge.
Is it working?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sitting up straight here in the chair. I'm doing some crunches. I'm walking every day. I've cut back on my caloric intake huge.
You quit smoking?
Quit smoking? I have a plan to start smoking when I'm 75 years old.
That's a good plan.
I'm looking forward to that. I want to smoke again so badly I could taste it. By then, cigarettes will be about 40, 50 bucks a pack, and I'll only have 10 or 15 years to live anyway, so they won't kill me.
Right.
So I'm looking at a cartoon that, under the category of more proof than that even immortals are never satisfied, and it's an office called Larry's Mortgage and Loan. Okay? And the loan agent is saying, okay, I can give you a standard fixed rate 30,000-year mortgage. Monthly payments, including principal and interest, would be a nickel. And the customer says, well, what about interest only?
That's a good one. You need to send that to me.
Okay, I will.
Do you think your friend Larry would come work for me, and then we could change the name?
Larry's Mortgage. So it's under the heading of, you know, people are never satisfied, no good deed goes unpunished. What is happening with mortgage rates?
Well, they are on the rise.
They are on the rise?
They are on the rise, but not as quickly as people read in the press about it. You know, obviously, since Bernanke took over the Federal Reserve, he's continued the plight to raise the discount rate, which has affected home equity lines, credit cards, commercial loans. Hasn't had a direct effect on regular type mortgages, but they are on the rise a little bit. Today, a 30-year fixed is going to land right around 6.5. That's a conforming loan amount, which is $417,000 or less. And if you're in the jumbo market, which most of us in California are these days, then that rate's going to be somewhere slightly higher, maybe 6.75.
And now, does that... assuming it's a zero-point loan or a one-point loan?
Those are zero-point loans.
Oh.
Yes.
So for those of you in Carpinteria, that means that if your loan is $500,000 and you pay 1 point, that's 1%, you pay $5,000, you'll essentially buy down that interest rate. You'll pay less. You'll get a lower rate.
Correct.
And a lot of sellers in this market are offering to do that for you, Mr. Buyer.
Yeah, that's a good... We've seen that a lot more lately than we have in the recent past. That's for sure.
Well, a little more motivated.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that during the break before Margo came on. Margo Zen from Diversified Mortgage. And how it's just this market might just allow a few more buyers in. The creeping up of the interest rate, I think, affecting some of the low entry-level pricing.
Because it does make it less affordable.
Makes it less affordable.
That's true.
Historically, we're still pretty low, but this is the highest they've been for quite some time, I suppose.
Yeah, historically, we're still in that probably a 30-year low. We were in the 40-year lows, you know, 2 years ago.
Right.
But still, I mean, you can get a nice fixed-rate mortgage in the sixes still, which is Very good. I mean, I hadn't seen that in my lifetime until these last, you know, 4 or 5 years.
So. Yeah, but you're like 16 years old.
Yeah, well, I sound like I'm 16. Wait, you just told me I was getting older.
Well, compared to me.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so historically, I mean, all this sounds good when you're, you know, discussing it in on the radio, but then when, you know, a mom and pop buyer want to sit down and look at what they're qualified to buy compared to last year, they sometimes a little sticker shock.
Well, it isn't to the point, but also it's become, like you said, more of a buyer's market. So it has enabled some of our clients to be able to afford more because they can negotiate price. So I think right now we're seeing kind of a wash with both of those things.
And I will say, you know, we could use the term it's become more of a buyer's market, but it's become more of a sane market.
Right.
I mean, it was such an insane market. To say it was a seller's market was an understatement.
I agree with that.
So I think we're in a little balance now. And I think to certain degrees, you could go out on a limb and say it's evolved into a little bit of a buyer's market. They've had so little say. You know, give them an inch, and they're happy now. You got something.
Well, and I think it's a really great time for people to look at buying investment property because now rents have had a chance to catch up a little bit. I wouldn't say it's even, but I would say you get a lot more rent for your money than you would have 2 years ago based on that same purchase price. And rates are still really good on non-owner-occupied properties. And, you know, if you go with a fixed rate or something like that, it's easier to get non-owner-occupied financing now than it was a few years ago because lenders are, you know, they're making their scope of lending a lot wider, so it's easier to get money on those properties. So I think it's a really good time for people that kind of have been sitting on the fence to go out there and look at that.
And we don't want to encourage anyone to apply for a loan that they're not going to occupy and call it owner-occupied to get the lower rate.
No, we do not.
And then end up renting it out.
Correct.
Do we find people getting busted for things like that? I've been doing a fraud frenzy here the last couple of weeks, keep reading these fraud stories. People,
you know, I think I haven't seen it myself because we're very careful about that. You know, when you're a mortgage broker like us, you rely very heavily on your relationships with the lenders that actually have the money. So we're very, very careful about that. So I haven't witnessed it myself, but I have heard stories.
It's out there. Now, yeah. When you mention investing, you're pretty good to look at that because you're not just sitting here in a Santa Barbara desk. You're looking up the coast, Santa Maria, down the coast, Westlake, out to Mammoth.
Right.
And also where you have some other offices.
We have 9 locations. We're in the state of Washington. We're up and down the Central Coast. We actually have an office as far north as San Francisco, Mammoth Lakes. We have an office in Nevada, which is a very desirable market for rental property right now, and also we're in the southern part of Utah, which is also a very nice market for rental properties because property is so much cheaper as you head east.
So of all those locations, you think that's the best spot?
Well, I think it depends on what you're really, you know, a lot of people can't manage property that far away from them, so it really depends on what you're, you know, what you're your comfort level is with those things. But, you know, if you bought a house in you know, east of Las Vegas for $250,000, it's probably going to cash flow a lot better than if you bought the same house in Carpinteria that's, you know, $550,000. So it just kind of depends on what your comfort level is and what the cash flow looks like on the property.
Right, right. Buy a mobile home in Carpinteria for $550,000.
Right. Exactly. Although mobile homes make good rentals, but they're hard to get loans on.
They're hard to get loans, and a lot of the mobile homes require owner-occupied, and you know, et cetera.
Right.
So let's move on to some of these other loans. This changing market has evolved different loans, and one thing that was very active and popular was what's called the hybrid ARMs, 3, 5, 7, 10 hybrid ARMs. What are they, and why are they not now as attractive?
Well, the one thing that's happened in the last probably about 12 to 18 months is the short-term interest rate curve has flattened a little bit. And what that's done to interest rates on those types of mortgages is it's raised them quite a bit to where they're sometimes, in some cases, higher than the 30-year fixed or the 15-year fixed. So they really aren't in play as much as they were 3 or 4 years ago. So I'll give you an example. If you were going to take, you know, the 30-year fix today, if your loan is conforming, which, like I said, is $417,000 or lower, your rate today would be somewhere around 6.5%. on a 30-year fix. If you looked at a 3 or a 5-year fix today, your interest rate's going to be somewhere around right about the same rate, 6.5. So it kind of takes away the viability of those loans because they don't give you anything.
Where were they 6 months ago or a year ago?
Well, I'll give you a good example. 2 years ago, I have clients that had booked 5-year fixes at 4.5, where 30-year fixes were probably at 5.75. So that's a big difference in interest rate. And most people only keep their loans out for 3 to 4 years. So the 5-year fix is a really smart choice if it saves you enough money. And right now it's just not. So we're doing a whole bunch more 30-year fix than we were, you know, a year or 2 years ago.
And these five, what happens to the 5-year fix after 5 years?
After the 5th year, it generally, there's several different types, but the norm is that it goes to a yearly adjustable rate mortgage. The first day of the 6th year, that interest rate can jump to a maximum of 2 percentage points over where you started, and then it fixes at that for the next 12 months, and then after that it can jump up another percentage point to a maximum usually of 6% above your start rate. So if you're
maybe 10.4%.
Right. If you're at 6.5 today, it could jump up to 10.5 before, or 11.5 before you're done, or 12.5.
But it would continue. Well, if it was six, if they started at 4.5 and it was 6 spreads,
right,
so it'd be 10. But
right,
then, but it's not even worth discussing now because you're not really selling those now. It doesn't make sense. Now, the other loan that was going on a lot is instead of fixed for 5 years, it's interest only for 2, 3, 5 years,
correct,
right?
And those are the same. Generally, those, whether they're principal and interest or interest only, usually the rate is very close to the same, but it does give you a lower payment because you're not covering your principal. But right now, we have a really good 30-year
so
fix.
This is an important point to mention. So it's a payment rate. It's not really the... What are the two terms I'm looking for? In other words, it's not making the loan payment, but
right,
it's what you're paying.
You're just covering your interest is all you're doing. So today, if you took one of those out 5 years from now, you made your minimum payment, your balance would be the same.
Your balance would be the same. Now,
right,
the question I had heard is that generally those would then convert to something adjustable.
Correct. They're the same kind of hybrid ARM that I just explained, generally.
But isn't there something now that they're coming out to convert them to fixed?
I have seen one, but the rate was so ridiculous that it wasn't really even viable.
Oh.
I mean, it was a monthly adjustable that flipped into a fixed rate if you chose it, but the rate was so ridiculous that it didn't really make sense for anybody.
Hmm.
But those are evolving. We may see those become more popular, but right now they just don't make sense.
Margot Zenn, Diversified Mortgage, 805-708-3216 is her phone number. Or if you have a loan question, we could squeeze one in. She'll be on for another couple of minutes here at our live phone number, 564-1290. All these loans we're talking about, generally 30-year loans. Then someone came up with the 40-year loan. How popular and prevalent is the 40-year loan? What are the benefits?
Well, that's funny you mentioned that because this is what you and I talked about last week, where I think the last time I was on the show, I said we may never see the 50-year mortgage. So I'm going to retract that statement in a few minutes.
Okay.
But the 40-year fixed-rate mortgage is in play. It's actually being underwritten by Fannie Mae now. It is a regular conventional conforming loan that you can choose. It does give you a lower payment because it's amortized over a longer period of time. And let me just give you an example of what that rate's doing today. So on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, we decided our rate was somewhere around 6.5 today.
Okay.
The 40-year mortgage is at 7% today. So it just depends on how much of a difference in payment savings that actually saves you and doesn't make sense.
And again, this is a loan without any points.
Correct.
So if someone opens up today's paper and they see someone advertising a fixed rate for 6.25, the reason is that, I mean, I don't know if 1 point would get you 6.25. It might probably just shave off an eighth rather than a quarter, right?
Today it would probably shave off close to a quarter.
Okay.
And that does fluctuate daily.
Right, right. So it's, I just wanted to put that out in the form of disclosure because, boy, these people just advertise on either the internet or the radio, and I just hear these very deceptive ads where the payments and the interest rates they're quoting, it's a payment, but it's not covering. It's just deceptive advertising.
Well,
I don't know how they get away with it.
I mean, I get mailers in the mail because I'm a homeowner, and I don't know why people don't look at what I do for a living before they put the stamp on it, but, and I've had mortgage companies bill that 1% loan that you hear everybody all excited about. I've seen them bill it as a fixed rate mortgage, and it's not anywhere close to a fixed rate. Those things fluctuate every month.
So this, you mentioned this 40-year loan will cost 7%, but the payment would end up being lower.
Right. So I'll give you an example. On the conforming loan amount of $417,000,
yeah,
the 30-year fixed at 6.5% today, your payment without taxes and insurance would be $2,635 a month.
Okay.
If you took the 40-year loan, same loan amount at 7%, your payment would drop to $2,591 per month.
Not
$43.63 savings.
Not enough.
It's not enough, in my opinion. And if, you know, it's just not enough. But I think we'll see that as those get more popular, there's a chance that those rates will, you know, the spreads between those two programs will, you know, come together.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, you mentioned the 50-year loan.
Yes. I actually downloaded an article about it because I couldn't believe it myself. But there's several companies, I believe it's only in the state of California, that they're available. There are some companies that are running them. Most of them are a hybrid arm, so I'll give you an example. Instead of it being a 5-year fixed over 30 years, it would be a 5-year fixed over 50 years. So it's kind of that same premise where your rate's fixed for 5 years. After the fifth year, it will go to an adjustable rate mortgage, but it's amortized over 50 years, so your payment's lower.
So we don't know what your payment would be on your little example that you just did.
Well, let me see if I can try and find one, because I did pull a rate sheet today. So assuming the same one and your credit's fairly good, the interest rate on that loan's going to be 6.85. So that would put your monthly payment, I don't even know if I can do 50 years on my calculator.
You know what's interesting, though? What's interesting right off the bat is the 30-year fix went up a half a point from 6.5 to 7, and now you go to 50, and now it's going down.
But remember, this isn't a 50-year fixed.
Oh, true.
This is a 5-year fixed.
True.
So you're giving up a lot to get this. So on this particular scenario, your payment would drop to $2,461. So that would be another, $70?
Right. Well, from the initial $2,635, you mean.
It would be $173 savings from that 30-year fixed.
Right. Well, now you're talking about that's better than the $40 now, or $41.
Right.
So now you're talking about
giving up a 30-year fixed interest rate for a 5-year. So you're giving up a lot of fixed.
That's true.
Oh,
I keep forgetting.
A lower payment.
I keep forgetting it's not fixed. So you can't get a 50-year fixed.
Yes, you can.
But then it'll be
I was just trying to look up the.
That's 18% interest rate.
Actually, what it is it's a balloon payment. It's a 50-year amortization with a 30-year balloon payment. So it's basically at the end of the 30th year, you have to refinance it if you still have it.
Oh, 50.
But the rate is fixed for 30.
50 due in 30.
Correct.
Interesting.
But I have no idea what the interest rate is. I'm pretty sure it's probably a point higher if I had to guess.
Well, you always make a good point, Margo. We're pretty much coming up to the end of this segment, Margo. Unless you had something brilliant to add.
I don't. Something
I mean,
brilliant.
More brilliant than you've already brought to the table.
Well, just that I just want people to know that, you know, there's still some good deals out there on mortgages, and you just have to, don't be afraid to shop around and you know, go with the person that you feel the most comfortable with and do your homework, because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, don't do the right thing. So call me, because I do.
That's a good enough plug for me. Margo Zen, you can call her at 805-708-3216. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure, Mark.
Say hi to Mike.
I will.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We'll come back with, I got something here to tell you. Oh, how to steal your neighbor's property. That's a good one. And then, of course, the weekly multiple listing update. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.